San Francisco, February 9th, 1917. The state has rested, and the defense is expected to open its plea to the jury today in the trial of Thomas J. Mooney, radical labor agitator who is charged with throwing a bomb in the midst of the Preparedness Day parade last summer.
The district attorney that the defendant was attempting to organize the streetcar workers of San Francisco into a union. We contend that that is not a crime. The district attorney has brought in irrelevant testimony, tending to prove that Thomas J. Mooney was responsible for certain outrages against the property of the United Railways Company. We have been blocked in our efforts to trace those outrages to those who are really responsible.
You will please confine your remarks to the evidence which has been presented before this court, Mr. Cochran.
If the court please.
Proceed with your plea, Mr. Cochran.
Tom Mooney's innocence of all those trumped-up charges against him, gentlemen of the jury, has been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt.
The court must insist that the attorney for the defense confine himself to what has been produced in evidence.
Very well, Your Honor. Gentlemen of the jury, in view of the attitude of this court, I will ask you to dismiss from your minds all memory of any previous accusations which have been made against the defendant. The court itself, as you have just heard, considers those accusations irrelevant. The indictment charges only that Thomas J. Mooney threw a bomb into a parade on Preparedness Day, causing the deaths of several persons. But I have brought witnesses, gentlemen, unprejudiced, unintimidated witnesses, who have told you that on the day...
Mrs. Mooney, oh, Mrs. Mooney, come over here, you can see better.
Watch out, Herbert, you'll fall off the roof.
Oh, I'm all right. Gee, you can see great from here.
Yes, it is a good view.
Ain't parade swell, Mrs. Mooney? Look at them horses. Bow, boy.
They're a fine sight, Herbert.
I'm going to ride horses like that when I grow up. You know what, Mrs. Mooney?
What, Herbert?
I'm going to be a soldier when I grow up, just like those soldiers down there.
Well, being a soldier is all right, Herbert, if it's in defense of your country.
Darn right it's all right. It's great. Say, why ain't Mr. Mooney up here on the roof to watch the parade?
Mr. Mooney isn't interested in military display, Herbert.
Gee, ain't he? Why not?
Well, Mr. Mooney believes there are more important things to do right now than prepare for a war which we ought not to get into.
That's a crazy idea. I'm going downstairs and get him.
No, no, Herbert. Mr. Mooney's in bed.
In bed? In the middle of the day? What's the matter? Is he sick?
Well, I hope not. But he's very, very tired, Herbert. Mr. Mooney has been working so hard.
Oh, I didn't think he had any job.
Oh, yes, Herbert. Mr. Mooney has a very important job.
Oh, boasting about your husband to the neighbor's children, hey, Rena?
Tom, I thought you were going to try and get some sleep.
Too stuffy down there. I came up on the roof for a breath of air.
And to see the parade. I thought he'd want to see the parade, Mrs. Mooney.
The parade? Oh, San Francisco working itself up to the pitch of bloody war. Yes, Herbert, I suppose I ought to watch this parade. Everyone should watch it and think of what's going to happen to those clean-limbed, clear-eyed young men on those horses down there if we let ourselves be dragged into that shamble over in Europe.
Gee, Mr. Mooney, you talk funny.
You're too young to understand, Herbert. You just watch the parade.
Rena?
Yes, Tom?
I've been thinking. I am worn out. And it would be much worse for me to collapse in the middle of my work than it would be if I went away and got some rest. Then I could come back refreshed and really accomplish something.
Of course you could, Tom. I've been trying to tell you.
Well, we'll go then. Tomorrow we start. We start for the mountains on my first vacation in 6 years.
Maybe we can make it a sort of second honeymoon. Goodness knows you're away from home so much, I sometimes wonder if I have a husband.
Yes, it has been hard on you, Rena, I know. What's that?
Why, I don't know.
Gee, Mr. Mooney, Mrs. Mooney, look at that!
What is it?
Oh, we're down there on Marcus Street. All of a sudden, a big bunch of smoke came up like a balloon.
The parade seems to have broken up. People are running about like mad.
I'm going down there.
Tom, no, stay here.
I'll be right back.
Oh, Tom, please, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, honey, I'll be right back.
When that bomb exploded, gentlemen of the jury, Tom Mooney was blocks from the scene of the explosion. The next day, he and Mrs. Mooney went to Monte Rio to enjoy the vacation that they had already planned. But how did the district attorney utilize this perfectly innocent move by the defendant? Veiled references to labor terrorists in the newspapers day after day.
Tom.
What is it, Rena?
Tom, they're trying to pin that Preparedness Day bombing on you.
They've tried to pin lots of things on me, Rena. I don't worry as long as I'm innocent.
But this is serious, Tom. The district attorney has issued a warrant for your arrest.
Wait a minute. Let me see that newspaper. Oh, labor agitator. Well, they're always calling me names. I can stand it. Wanted for questioning. Well, I've been questioned before, too.
But read on, Tom.
Why, that's a downright lie. The district attorney said that the city has been combed in an effort to locate the man missing since the day of the bombing, and that obviously he was a fugitive from justice.
And they've induced witnesses to testify that you threw the bomb, Tom. Oh, what are you going to do?
Do? Well, there's only one thing to do, Rena. I'm going back to San Francisco and give myself up. I have nothing to be afraid of.
And so I charge, gentlemen of the jury, that this trial is a perfidious attempt to railroad an innocent man to his death, or to a living death in jail.
Hello? Hello? City desk?
Yeah, who's this?
Draper. The Mooney case has just gone to the jury.
Yeah? How's it look?
Well, Cochran made a strong plea, but the DA's got it in the bag. Anyway, that's the way the boys figured out around here.
Okay, flash me when the verdict comes in.
Right.
I wonder what the verdict will be.
What do you mean, you wonder? It can only be one thing.
Guilty?
What do you think?
Whatever the San Francisco jury was to decide, the question of Tom Mooney's guilt or innocence was destined to become one of the most persistent court controversies in the records of American law.
This was news.